Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you as well today on this day of Pentecost. So, today's sermon is about the spirit of truth that Jesus speaks to us in the Holy Gospel today. And let's just read a verse or two from that. He says, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." The Spirit of truth. And then, verse 7, Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away, because then the Helper will come." And then he says in verse 13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." And then he goes on to explain basically how the Trinity works, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit all being of the same mind and of the same will and declaring the same thing to you, which is the Spirit of truth. Which is truth. And you look at the Gospel of John altogether, and what is it about? It's about the truth. The very beginning of the Gospel of John, the very first chapter, John tells us, "The law came through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Jesus is about the truth. So here we are in John chapter 15 and 16, which is really, let me set the scene for you. It's in the upper room before Jesus, or as Jesus is having the Last Supper with his disciples. Way back in chapter 14, which is still the same night, Thomas comes to him and says, "Hey, Jesus, we don't know the way. Can you show us the way?" And what does Jesus say? He says, "I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life." There's that word again, the truth. And as I said, this is the night in which Jesus is betrayed. What's going to happen the next day? Jesus' trial. Before Pilate. And what does Pilate say to Jesus? He says, "What is truth?" And the irony there is that Jesus is the truth and he's standing right in front of him. How many times can we not see the truth when it's standing right in front of us? Just a little irony. And so here, Jesus talks again about truth, the Spirit of truth. So the former lawyer in me sees a text like this and it reminds me of like all those TV shows that have lawyer scenes or courtroom scenes, right? Maybe you saw Perry Mason. Perry Mason's on late at night, which sometimes I watch the reruns just so I can see, you know, every witness, they come and they get sworn in, right? They put their hand on the Bible, raise their right hand, and then what do they say? "I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth." You guys have been witnesses in court too. Okay. Or you've seen the TV shows, right? Okay. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Okay. Well, what is truth? As Pilate says, what is truth? Jesus says three things, okay? Spirit of truth is going to come and convict you of three things. Going to convict the world of sin, he's going to convict you of righteousness, and he's going to convict you concerning, well, judgment. He says judgment, that's the, well, we'll get to judgment. But he says he's going to convict you concerning sin. So brothers and sisters in Christ, think about this. In your courtroom scene in your mind, Perry Mason, if you like that one, what happens? You know, the drama of a courtroom scene is always in the cross-examination, okay? It's the cross-examination of the witness who's sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And then he gets, you know, the whoever's witness he is, the prosecution, let's say he's the prosecution's witness, he gets to say, well, tell me what happened. Okay, well, I was sitting there and so-and-so walked in and I saw him. And he says, well, do you see him in the court today? Yeah, he's sitting right there at the defense table. Right? Sorry, Nancy, I'm pointing at you. But you know, and he gets to say all that and then sits down. And then the defense attorney gets up from the other side, right? And usually he looks very pondering, you know, and very wise, and he's asking the questions, Mr. Witness. And then cross-examination, you always ask questions this way, right? Okay. Mr. Witness, isn't it true that, I don't know, I'll make something up. Isn't it true that you were at so-and-so's house the other night, right before the crime was committed? Yes. Okay. And then he starts walking away, right? And asks this question this way. And isn't it true that you had something to drink that night? You know? Okay. And of course the answer is yes, because he has to say the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And he probably figures that, well, he's got somebody who's going to tell that I was drinking that night, right? And then he turns, the defense attorney turns. And you know what's coming next, right? Okay? And isn't it true that because you had something to drink, you weren't sure who you actually saw? And in fact, you were the person who was there and you killed that person, right? The victim. And then in TV land, oh, I confess I did it, right? Okay, does that ever happen? I don't know. It happens on TV, okay? The person is confronted with the truth and they actually confess, okay? They've been sworn to tell the truth. They said they were going to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but it doesn't come out until they are actually confronted with the truth. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is it not that way with us and God? Do we come before the Lord? I mean, you come here and you confess your sins and you said you're a poor, miserable sinner. Okay, I did too. But am I really conscious of my sin? What are the things that we don't want to admit? I made a list, just a couple. We eat too much. I don't want to face that truth. Sometimes my wife confronts me with that truth. How about this one? You're getting older. Try to go out and do the same thing you used to do. And you can't anymore. Maybe we're a poor housekeeper. We don't want to admit that truth. Somebody's about to come over, though, and boy, it's our scurry. Maybe you're a student and you have a poor study habit. You'd rather stay up at night watching TV, Perry Mason reruns, instead of doing your homework. Or we're disorganized. Or we're going nowhere at work. Or when we go to work, we're doing nothing. Goofing off. Or we drink too much. Or there's something else. The Lord gives us a list of 10 commandments. Run down that list yourself. Have you been as faithful as you should be? Have you lied about somebody else? We're talking about the truth. Have we borne bad witness against our neighbor? False witness? Have we not told the truth? Have we actually slandered somebody? Or have we used the truth or part of the truth against someone? We don't want anybody to tell us the ugly truth about ourselves. The whole truth. The truth that actually comes and convicts us. It's like there's part of us, listen to this, there's part of us who's on the witness stand. We know what the truth is. And we know what all of the truth is. And there's another part of us which is like the defense or prosecution lawyer who's going to point out the truth to us, who's going to confront us with what or who we really are and what we've really done. That's what we can't admit. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. So God's word comes to us and he convicts us of that. Jesus says, and he's going to convict you because of unbelief, because that part of you, which refuses to admit that, until it finally confronts you and comes out, and you can't, and you have to admit it. If you're going to be honest with yourself, you have to admit it. When that truth comes and confronts you, then part of you doesn't confess like the witness on the stand in Perry Mason. We say, no. We still deny it. We deny that we need help. We need a Savior. That's what Jesus says is unbelief. But if the Spirit comes and touches your heart and you actually say, yeah, okay, yes, that is me. What's the very next thing Jesus says? He says, the Spirit of truth is going to convict the world about righteousness. What is that righteousness? That righteousness is the truth that is standing right in front of you, just as it was standing right in front of Pontius Pilate. It's that truth about Jesus who comes to take that part of you, which you don't want to admit to, but you know is there, to take that to the cross. So that in his trial, he takes upon himself your sin and my sin, all those things that we don't want to admit. He takes that to the cross innocently. And he gives that innocence to you so that you are declared innocent. So that you walk out that courtroom door free. Declared innocent. Declared not guilty by the judge of all time who knows the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth because that's who he is. Places that righteousness on you and he convicts you upon it. So our Lord ascends to heaven, he goes away, as he says, as part of that process of giving you righteousness, a part of going before the Father and saying, I know each and every one of these people. I died for his sin and her sin. And I was raised again to give them life. That's the righteousness that he comes and gives upon you. That's the righteousness that he places upon you. And then he says, and concerning judgment. Yes, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. That's Satan, by the way. Lest any of you think that you're the ruler of this world. That's not you. So when Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead, guess what? He's going to raise you from the dead. You're going to be part of the living. You're going to be judged And he's going to say, you are righteous. You are righteous. Not because of what you did during your life. But the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, is that you are going to live with Jesus Christ forever in his kingdom. Because of what he did. Because of what the Holy Spirit does to declare that to you. To pour that upon you in holy baptism. To declare that to you in the words, in God's own word. To give you life. Just as Ezekiel asked the Holy Spirit to come and breathe life into those dry bones. That's what's going to happen to you. All because of Jesus. That's the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. God grants this to us because of Jesus. Amen.